I didn't expect this. I didn't see it coming at all.
Il y a beaucoup, beaucoup de frustration. Puis je le comprends.
Not all police officers are what we hear about and what we heard last night.
That's Montreal North Mayor Christine Black, SPVM Chief Fadi Daguerre, and Montreal Mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferrada responding to the news that 16 police officers and a night patrol team in Montreal North have been suspended or reassigned following allegations of coordinated acts of racial profiling and discrimination, including issuing tickets because of ethnic background and, according to a Radio Canada source, cutting off dreadlocks to keep as a kind of trophy. The SPVM broke the news at a presser late Friday night, and since then, the city and the country have been shaken by the news. To put this into context, we're joined by Cassandra Exumé, General Coordinator at Hoodstock, a community group based in Montreal North that was formed in response to the police killing of Freddy Villanueva in 2008, and continues to work with the community toward anti-racism and social justice. Cassandra, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a few days since the news broke, but I want to go back to Friday night. What was your first reaction when you heard this, you know, this shocking news?
It was a mix of emotion, a great deal of frustration and anger. But unfortunately, I have to say I'm very little surprised because those testimonies, I've heard them from communities, community members, residents of Montreal North and our youth also. So they've been saying that for years. So like I said, anger, frustration, but honestly, not very surprised, sadly.
So you say that you've been hearing this for years, you know, but we heard up top, I mean, the clips I'm playing of officials, they all say they're shocked. What do you make of that difference, right, between people in the community who have been saying this for anyone who will listen versus the officials who are saying, this is not what I thought our police were like?
Honestly, it's really hard to understand the fact that they are shocked. If we think about our own mayor, Tristan Black, she was actually a director of a nonprofit organization working for youth before she was a mayor, around maybe 10 years ago. So she has been in contact with youth for a while. She has been a mayor for the last 10 years. So I'm shocked that she's shocked. I'm shocked that everybody kind of putting that story as news for them. But an organization like Hoodstock was born right after the death of Freddy Villanueva in 2008, and nothing has changed since that date. So it's actually, for me, the lack of their own responsibility that they are facing today. That's what's more shocking, in my opinion.
I think for some people, it's like there's an understanding, you know, that police treatment of racialized communities is different. But then some of the details that we're hearing in this story, I think for people go beyond that, like the taking off of dreadlocks and keeping them, not just ticketing people because of their race, because of an internalized bias or racism, but outright coordinating this. This, I think, is what is shocking to people. But you're saying that this is the kind of story that you hear in Montreal North. Tell me more.
I mean, there's obviously, the way you were saying that is correct. Reading this and hearing the news on my side, it's given me another point of view of what's going on after a police brutality, what's going on at their office, and how they are celebrating the fact that they were able to get one of us, let's say. That's shocking. But that's something that you can imagine, because the way police officers have been intimidated the youth, there's another side after, obviously, their little interaction that, or big interaction that they can have with a Black young man. It's obviously, we have pictures of people with blood coming out of their nose or their eyes, getting punched by the police. So like I mentioned before, I'm shocked that people are shocked, because they are doing this sometime during the day, at night, outside. There's a lot of people who are witness to those acts. So okay, it can be really shocking. It is more, for me, a point of anger. But I think we have to go beyond the shock every single time that we hear news like this one and just make a really good action plan.
Yeah, and what are some of those actions? So we've heard that the SPVM has been investigating this for 2 months now internally. They've recommended criminal charges for two officers who are suspended. The rest have been reassigned. there's calls from others to have a provincial oversight on the matter. What do you think of their handling so far, and what needs to follow?
As I'm really close to the first, let's say, members of Hoodstock who started the organization in 2008. And what's really struck me is that we have the same recommendation that we've been saying for the past 18 years, right? That police shouldn't be doing racial profiling, that we should be able to have an independent public inquiry and investigation to fully uncover the scope and impact of these practices. But also we need to focus on social inequalities. Montreal North has been really vocal about the fact that nonprofit organizations are doing a lot with little, and just to always fund the police more than social workers is part of an issue that we need to look on.
And so in the handling of this specific case, some people have said, you know, well, the BEI should look at it. This is the independent police watchdog. Some people say we need a full public inquiry. Do you have any, you know, any indication of where the folks at Hoodstock or just the community at large is leaning on this?
A lot of organizations are talking about, like what I just said, an independent public inquiry, just to make sure that we don't even know the name of the police officers. So these men or women can be people that, you know, were in direct contact with people that we know personally, but we have no idea. And we're really a close and tight-knit neighborhood, and community workers and residents are really, really close. So we have to have a full transparency, in my opinion. And that's something that we even asked back in 2008, and we're not even able to get that. So that change needs to be done, in my opinion.
And then you mentioned the closeness of the neighborhood. And, you know, I think that Fadi Daguerre has, you know, he expressed not just that he was saddened, but that he saw this conduct from the police officers in question as a betrayal of him and his method. He's come in and tried to put a focus on community policing, you know, making links between the SPVM and the community. What are the prospects for that kind of approach and any trust happening at all in the neighborhood after this?
What I've been hearing from the last few days is that people are actually scared to talk even more about what they've been through while talking with the police or while facing racial profiling. Like, people are actually scared because, yes, for the past few days, media has been over in Montreal North. People are talking about the issues, but we're very much aware that maybe a few days from now, a few weeks from now, everybody's going to forget about that story. So the reality is, how can we put trust in an instant that isn't there to protect or give security to our own dignity? That's a big issue. And I know you were saying that, okay, I think for the past few years, the police are trying to kind of change the face of the way people perceive them. But we're really seeing that after maybe a barbecue that it can have in the morning, at night, they are showing their true colors.
Let's talk structural change at the SPVM. Obviously, you know, there are calls for the police officers who've been reassigned to be named or to be taken off the force. People want more accountability with the specific individuals in this case. But then more broadly, what do you think needs to change at the SPVM in terms of what they're able to do, in terms of who's looking, in terms of, you know, just the police practice or police culture? What in this organization needs to change?
I will say ending police stop without reasonable ground. We need to strengthen independent oversight mechanism to make sure that nothing is done internally. But we need, like I mentioned before, to invest in community-based prevention and support services. We need to improve collective well-being, safety and care. There's so many new things that need to be done. And for me, we really need to question that instance. Are they really the leaders that can take care of our protection and our securities when they see people that look like me, people who are Black or from marginalized community or racialized community as the enemy and want to overuse their power on their body? That's a question that we need to answer really quickly.
Cassandra Exumé, thanks so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you so much.
And that was Cassandra Exumé, She is general coordinator at Hoodstock, which is a community group working toward anti-racism and social justice in Montreal North. We're speaking, of course, about the revelations and allegations of racism, systemic discrimination at the SPVM. We learned about this late last Friday night.